Well, hi there. It's Spencer Rivers with the Tuesday edition of Well, What Do You Know? What would you do to get out of going to work? Cops say a guy in Arizona faked his own kidnapping. He was found in the desert, hands tied behind his back, and a banana shoved in his mouth. He claimed he was kidnapped by a couple of masked dudes who knocked him unconscious. But when the cops couldn't find any evidence of a kidnapping, the 19-year-old allegedly confessed, saying he made the whole thing up so he didn't have to go to work. Come on now, jeez. One-third of people say their cars are so full of junk, there's really not any room for passengers. That's according to a new survey, and 10% of people can't remember the last time they cleaned their car. Yeah, I have to plead guilty on that. It's when it was warmer out, I know that. Don't feel like cleaning out the car when it's as cold as it has been. A new survey asked people if they could choose one age to be for the rest of their lives, what age would they choose? And the most common answer was 36. Yeah, that's okay. I wouldn't mind being 36 again. It turns out cheese is not bad for you after all. Several recent major studies have found cheese got an unfair reputation in the past, and there's, quote, no evidence that leads to cheese causing weight gaining, heart disease, or diabetes, and it might even be a little good for you. That's good. I like some cheese once in a while. Let's see. What is today, Tuesday, the 23rd, National Banana Bread Day? It's a National Tile Day, because how gross would it be if we had to use carpet in the bathroom? You know, I actually lived in a house once that had carpeting in the bathroom. I didn't care for that at all. It's also National Dog Biscuit Day. In Cleveland, Ohio, the Coast Guard came to the rescue of a half a dozen people stranded on ice that broke away on Lake Erie. An ice boat was brought in to help rescuers. Children were among those saved. A stern warning was later posted on Twitter. So keep that in mind the next time you have a hankering to walk out on the ice. Besides, you could drown if you fall through the ice, so please don't do that. Now here's, this is paratrooper gets stuck in power lines. What? Military parachute training didn't go so well in southern Arizona when a paratrooper got stuck on some high voltage power lines. He dangled for hours. Utility crews had to power down the lines before the jumper could be freed. Oh, how awful. How awful. Jeez. All right, that's it for today. I'll be back on Thursday. You have a good day and enjoy these warmer temperatures as the snow melts. I'm Spencer Rivers.